Oh, no. I felt devastated, and I was really hoping that I wouldn't have this. And I already knew something about this because my father and my brother have this.
Kevin Myers is 58 years old now, but he was only 13 when diagnosed with familial adenomatous polyposis, or FAP for short. It's an inherited genetic condition that has a nearly 100% chance of leading to colon cancer if untreated. Last year, Kevin decided to launch a FAP support group, knowing there has to be others living alone with the affliction.
So you may have seen, Kevin, that I shared about our next meeting on the Cancer Support Community Facebook page.
That is Rosie Morrison. She is the program director at the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor. She says in the year or so the group has existed, it has grown to serve about 30 people, many of whom were in need of support.
Cancer and related conditions can be really isolating, and so connecting with others is extremely powerful for a lot of people.
According to the Mayo Clinic, 75% of the cases are passed genetically. Based on national figures, it means there would only be about a few dozen people with FAP in Washtenaw County. This disease causes polyps to develop in the large intestine and rectum, which requires vigilant monitoring and treatment.
I think it's important to talk about the fact that colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the United States. And about 5 out of every 100 colon cancers arise in individuals who have an inherited predisposition to developing colon cancer.
That is Dr. Elena Stoffel. She is Kevin's doctor at the University of Michigan Health System.
So, Kevin, we talked about your last endoscopy. We saw what we expected to see, which was there were still some polyps in the duodenum. I think they don't look any bigger than they used to, which is great. I think our hope is that the medication is going to continue to keep them in check.
I certainly hope so.
As part of Kevin's treatment, he had his colon removed as a teenager and has had an ileostomy pouch ever since.
So you're 13. They tell you that you have this. I mean, a 13-year-old, do you even understand at that point what this is?
Not very well. And the only thing I could think of then was, how am I going to hide this in school? How am I going to continue in my gym classes?
Kevin overcame that despair and is now also helping Lynch syndrome survivors through his group, such as 71-year-old Joe Shigley. Lynch syndrome is very similar to FAP, but arrives in the body with fewer polyps.
Normally speaking, when I go to groups, I'm probably one of the quiet ones and sort of not say anything. The discussion that went on with this group seemed to make it easier for me to open up at the first meeting.
With the help of the U of M's Cancer Genetics Clinic, Kevin's support group is being used as a pilot program in up to 8 other communities around the country. Recently, he was a guest speaker at one in Chicago.
It's a real good, proud moment when I see people talking about their lives who have often felt isolated, like I did for so many years. I just see the bright light going off in all these people that I talk with.
Finally, Kevin wants those diagnosed with FAP to know it's not the end of the world. He runs 10Ks and even skydives, and his father continues to live with it at 90 years old. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.